This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the combination of digital India, startup growth, and youth participation is reshaping the country's future. Speaking at the final session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said the country is witnessing rapid growth across creative and technology-driven sectors, powered largely by young innovators and entrepreneurs. He said Digital India has created a whole new community of creators and is driving the unprecedented rise of the orange economy, covering culture, content and creativity.
आज एक युवा ड्रोन बना रहा है तो दूसरा युवा एंटी ड्रोन सिस्टम बना रहा है कोई एआई कैमरा बना रहा है कोई रोबोटिक्स पर काम कर रहा है साथियों डिजिटल इंडिया ने भी भारत में क्रिएटर्स की एक नई कम्युनिटी खड़ी कर दी भारत आज ऑरेंज इकोनॉमी यानी कल्चर कंटेंट और क्रिएटिविटी का अभूतपूर्व विकास होते देख रहा है भारत मीडिया फिल्म गेमिंग म्यूजिक डिजिटल टैलेंट वीआर एक्सआर जैसे क्षेत्रों में एक बड़ा ग्लोबल सेंटर बन रहा है.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in the Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting hosted by United States Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Washington, D.C. today. The meeting focused on strengthening global supply chains for critical minerals, including rare earth elements. On the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said, "This is very important for countries like India, where manufacturing, especially electronics, is growing quickly." India's net direct tax collections have recorded a healthy growth in the current financial year up to mid-January. According to the Income Tax Department, the collection grew 8.82% to over 18.38 lakh crore rupees up to the 11th of this month. The increase has been driven by steady corporate tax receipts of 8.63 lakh crore rupees and strong contributions from individual taxpayers. The centre has deployed a national joint outbreak response team to assist West Bengal for effective containment after two suspected cases of Nipah virus were identified in the state. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has shared a video in which Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said the central government firmly stands with the state government and it is providing comprehensive technical, logistical and operational support. In Himachal Pradesh, four migrant workers have been killed and five went missing in a massive fire accident in Solan district yesterday. The incident occurred near the old bus stand in Arki. All the workers were residents of Nepal. The district administration and several teams are engaged in relief and rescue operations as five people are believed to be still trapped under the debris. The festival of harvest, Lohri, is being celebrated today. This festival is associated with the joy of ripened crops and the sun's northward journey. President Draupadi Murmu has wished the citizens on Lohri. In her message, the president said that these festivals highlight India's vibrant and diverse cultural heritage. The U.S. virtual embassy in Iran has urged American citizens in Iran to leave the country immediately, warning that protests across the country are escalating and may turn violent. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that countries maintaining commercial ties with Iran will face 25% tariff on all trade conducted with the United States, effective immediately. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a red alert for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. Cold wave conditions are expected over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab. Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty traded flat with a negative bias today amid rising geopolitical tensions and sustained foreign institutional outflows. Sensex slipped 2 points to 83,871 and Nifty fell 8 points to 25,774. And that is the end of this news bulletin.